There's a new collection of poetry by Jasmine Manns entitled Black Girl Call Home. This is Don Rush. In our second segment, we begin with a discussion of her father and the men of the community. You write,
he doesn't speak of the story that made him my father or a man. Was he a mystery to you?
Yeah, in the sense that, like, my father has always been there. I don't remember a day, actually, without my father. However, he's very silent about stories about his mother, about his brother who passed away. And so it makes you think, well, what has allowed you not to cry? What has allowed you to not create a narrative, a vocabulary around people who essentially would be very close to you, right? Like your brother, your mother, things that have brought pain or great joy to you. And so a great mystery, however, ever present.
In another poem, you write, I know some black boy stands outside all day simply because no one is looking for him. It's as if he's been abandoned.
I wrote that because when I did live back at home, I would see these black boys stand outside all day, and they would stand across the street from their house, but they would never actually be inside of their house. And that poem was written for two black boys specifically. However, the idea, the concept of abandonment, but not simply abandonment in your home, right? Because you might, like if your home is cold or doesn't have any lights, or maybe you might live with attics or whatever home, whatever in the home might render uncomfortable, there might be an abandonment of the close home, the nuclear home, but also an abandonment from society, right? And so I think that piece in particular allows us to confront both the abandonment of maybe our family, but also the abandonment of black boys from our society.
And then there's another section where you write, he died as if God thought he outstayed the welcome in his own skin.
And that speaks to the harshness of how ugly black boys, ugly black boys and black women die. Sometimes as if we feel like God is not even watching.
Do you see this fitting into the section with what we're seeing? Obviously, we have the George Floyd trial that is now going on, but symbolized certainly so many other incidents that involve both black men and women, for that matter.
Yeah, that's always been just a constant in my work because it's been a constant from my heart of you see women like Breonna Taylor, like Sandra Bland, and mourn them, and you also think, well, that girl looks just like me, comes from a community like mine, has a job like mine, and you mourn that. And that is a constant part of my narrative, just as a writer, writing about some of the things that I mourn and the things that I honor. And then holding both, right? Being like, yeah, I mourn and honor Sandra Bland in this work.
In our final segment, we talk with Jasmine Manns about sexual assault and trans women. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.